the December 2024 Seven Sisters Communique. One holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. The picture is of the singing angels, a relief from the Cantoria by Luca della Robbia, circa 1435. He will rejoice over you with singing, Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Advent into Christmas into Jubilee year greetings to dear sisters in Christ. When in nursing school, a professor referred to a study regarding Harvard Business School alum all educated during the same time with comparable instruction. Some proved remarkably successful, others fell miserably flat. What distinguished the two was lists. Those managing flourishing enterprises maintained the habit of scribing daily lists. We likely can relate to these findings as we look at our own use and misuse of lists. We likely can also relate that Advent, 'tis the season for a flurry of multiplication of lists. Some of us have or are set to add gift lists, guest lists, getting ready for guests lists, expanded grocery and menu lists, and lists in the margins of the lists. Yet, lest we fret that this kind of activity lies with our fallen natures, let us remember that our Lord bore rather important lists too, like the Ten Commandments, a roster of the seven deadly sins, and listing of gifts of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord holds a unique plan for each of us, likely with list aspects, as gifts and a call that are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. What supreme joy to consider that he masterfully weaves our plans and lists and call together, at least in part, in our roles as seven sisters. Truly, it will take an eternity to appreciate the intricacies of his workings. We tiptoe into the new liturgical year on December 1st, but it will quickly gain momentum on Christmas Eve with the opening of the Jubilee year. Graces galore are set before us for deep conversion and the heightened joy that follows. These present a marvelous time to take stock of the plans and lists we are primarily following. Is our Lord their author? Do I consult him? Do I recognize his desires for me? Do I invite the input of his will and way? It is easy to get sidetracked and formulate plans that sweep us to destinations not expected or desired. Seven sisters can point to a day of the week each calendar week and submit to a call that has been divinely given. What about the living out of the hour? Do we enter with our own list of how our prayerful conversation will flow in that hour? Do we allow room through pause and silence to learn if our Lord has insights and guidance that may be different than what we planned? A French priest, early 18th century, Father Jean-Pierre de Caussade, advised the Visitation nuns whom he directed that we, have a duty of the present moment, regardless of not understanding or desiring it. He assured that this does not mean one never plans or make lists, or that one floats like a leaf, false submission, but that we act prudently in each moment with the guidance that God is our ever-present help and has a plan. De Caussade advised that to submit to God is loving him, and if you love God, you cannot go wrong. Asking for his help in prayer is always fruitful. What God arranges for us to experience at each moment is the best and holiest thing that could happen to us. Without him, everything is nothing, and with him, nothing is everything. We may meditate, indulge in contemplation, pray aloud, practice interior silence, and though they may all be valuable, there is nothing better for us than to do what God wants at any particular moment. Like St. John, then, we can say at any moment, It is the Lord. And like St. Peter, we can respond to spring into the sea. John chapter 21, verse 17. Our reading of good books, taking on new and varied devotions, our daily activities all have benefit when in the will of God. But de Caussade warns that if they are taken up outside of his will, they can actually harm us because they indeed place us outside of his will. Father de Caussade assures that a sense of inner peace can be our guide and encourages asking when there are doubts. He reminds that Jesus is near and not going anywhere. He is in the present moment, and why each moment then can rightly be considered a sacrament because Christ lives there. Staying keen and connected to God's guidance and abandonment to his providence in each moment, in our prayer times and life in general, can no less than unite us to God more fully. De Caussade speaks of the Holy Spirit writing the book of our life, a biography every day, in a language that we will only understand in heaven. Every letter has a special meaning. The moving relief pictured here by Rabia could hearken to that day when the angels will sing from that book which houses the hoped lists of God for each of our lives and how we responded to them in love. And nothing would be appropriate at that moment except singing and more singing. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Matthew 16, verse 27. O sisters, let us invite the Lord to review our every list of things we desire, of the way we pray, of the life we live. Let us ask him to perfect them. Surely he deeply longs to rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them? Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Her phone number, 651-283-0929. Her address, 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Blessed and joy-filled Advent and Christmas seasons to you. This year, special graces abound in the opening of the Jubilee doors on Christmas Eve in Roma. The Jubilee year will be celebrated all the way to Epiphany 2026. A gift for you, striking new apostolate holy card, 4 inches by 5 inches, prayerfully and generously painted by Seven Sister Nancy T. from California. Prayer on the back from Pope Benedict XVI. Send a self-addressed stamp envelope to Jeanette Howe, 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in November to cover more priests in daily prayer. Additional groups in Australia, Cameroon, Africa, and these USA states. Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. There are currently over 4,500 groups in 6 continents, 33 countries, all 50 USA states. Our sure mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar, gratitude for the 2nd annual day-long retreat for 7 sisters in the Peoria Diocese at the St. John's Community Princeville Priory in Princeville, Illinois, on November 2nd. Gratitude to St. Paul, Minneapolis Diocesan Coordinator Doreen and team, along with local 7 sisters, for organizing and hosting the 11th annual Time of Reflection and Renewal on the 9th of November. Gratitude to Arlington, Virginia Diocesan Co-Coordinators Andrea and Beth for organizing and hosting their annual retreat on the 9th of November. Gratitude to Bishop Schlesinger for an invitation to offer a 7-sister half-day informational gathering in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 16th of November. Gratitude to his anchoress, Amanda, for organizing. Gratitude to Fargo, North Dakota Diocesan Coordinator Sue Ellen and team from Holy Spirit Parish for organizing and hosting a half-day retreat on the 23rd of November. Link to limited edition apostolate t-shirts, short and long sleeve t-shirts, and hoodies. Go to www.bonfire.com/7-sisters-apostolate or email 7sistersseattle@gmail.com. Matters of the Heart. From Carmen in Kansas. Today, the Lord helped me be totally united with the souls of His priests in my first official Pro Pace Mass. To lift them up at the consecration was humbling, for they are priests after all. Tears by the time we got to "Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free." It seemed He was listening and bringing those home He deemed ready. Gifts and graces will be multiplied for these servant souls still waiting for our prayers. Pro Pace. From Laura in Colorado. I was asked by a lovely friend to be an anchoress. I'm 1 year new to weekly adoration. It's an amazing spiritual journey. From Louise in Massachusetts and Australia. I joined a 7-sister group praying for a retired priest. I then felt a call to organize a group for an itinerant priest in Australia with an international following. I thought it would be difficult to find women from other countries with the same love for priests and prayer, but have found 6 other women, one being his mother, and now have a very strong group. From Emily in Ohio. My conversion came through the witness of a very holy and happy priest when I was 17. Since then, I have had a deep love and respect for the priesthood. I came across 7 sisters and began praying for an opportunity from the Lord to join or start a group. I moved to a different state and no group existed at my parish. It was His invitation to start one. He took care of the rest. From Kathleen in Colorado. I helped start several 7-sister groups last year. Such a tremendous gift for both the priests and intercessors. It has fostered friendships and spiritual growth. It's not uncommon for family members of a 7-sister to start going to adoration. What a beautiful apostolate. From Jane in Iowa. This apostolate is going to change the world one parish at a time. It was presented to me in such a holy, humble manner. I wanted for our parish what they have happening in theirs. Our parish priest is now covered under this powerful apostolate. We also have two retired priests who graciously helped to celebrate Mass. We are starting a group for each. Exciting times are happening. From Grace in New Jersey. I was born and raised in the Philippines. My beloved husband passed away in February 2020. After his passing, I started attending daily Mass. It helped my grieving. I have always been moved by the power of prayer. This led me to the Seven Sisters Apostolate, whose mission of intercession through focused, committed prayer deeply resonated with me. Pro Pace, Latin for peace. In November 2024, an opportunity opened to pray for the souls of priests in purgatory. Groups of seven are to band together. The commitment for each intercessor will be to attend Holy Mass on one's unique day every week and offer one's personal Mass intention and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. The anchoress registration forms are on the website. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M., offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at elijahhelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. elijahhelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest, or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a Seven Sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp Bearers. Lamp Bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure.
effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org. And please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate. And in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.